There was a garden spot hedged about on one side by high mountains, on another by gurgling streams, and in it roamed, cropping the green blades of grass, a fat bull of ruddy hue, with widespread horns, and on his brow rich, waving hair. The bull was happy and safe within his field. By his side panted his faithful dog, who dutifully warned of encroaching predators. Those who would dare attack the bull would be sent flying by his mighty horns. One day, a cunning creature, a variegated leopard, hatched a plan to seduce the bull into his service by promising him greener pastures. The bull consented, against the protest of his dog. By his trickery, the leopard engaged the bull in all his battles, in which the bull received grievous wounds. Before long, a lion, hearing of the leopard's success, sought to steal the bull to his service. When the bull declined, the lion approached the leopard to form a dangerous new alliance against the bull. When all seemed lost, the herdsman, after much hunting, found the bull and persuaded him to return home, to the great joy of the dog. A barking dog, just outside the rectory window, momentarily drew together the stares of the grazing cows and the writing priest. When the cows lost interest and returned to grazing, the writer finished. By the herdsman, I mean the Pope. By the dog, the clergy. While by the lion, I mean the Holy Roman Emperor. The French king is represented by the leopard, and the common people by the bull. Now, sighed Ulrich. If only my readers will learn the lesson of the fable of the bull and resist the lure of war and wealth. Ignoring the counsel of their pastor's first published work, in early 1512 the men of Glarus began to talk openly about marching to Italy to help the Pope drive French out of Milan. Before the late winter chill left the air, citizen soldiers were on the march. A very interested pastor received detailed reports of the fighting, which he arranged into his second book, The Italian Campaign of 1512. Ulrich's heart ached at the thought of his people fighting in a war that had nothing to do with them. At the same time, he was committed to supporting the only church he knew. In deep turmoil, he wrote to his friend Joachim. I have greatly missed hearing from you, my dear Joachim, though I know you are always busy with the weightiest of matters. Do not doubt that my affection for you is of such a character that it thirsts for as many letters from you as the Danube has drops of water. Everything in Glarus seems uncertain. Every day we receive a letter from the Pope, the Holy Roman Emperor, Milan, Venice, or France, each clamoring about war. Of course, our allegiance is to the most blessed victor of Christ, Pope Julius, and we are glad that, for now, he has forced the King of France to retreat. We deeply regret that Swiss blood was shed for the victory, nor is it finished flowing. Your dearest friend, whose affection pants continually, as with a burning fever, for your reply, Ulrich. It seemed like just a few days later that Ulrich was startled from his studies by three crisp knocks on his front door. He was not surprised to see the burgomaster of Glarus. Growing up in a politician's house, and being a man of learning, Ulrich had much wisdom to offer the master of the city. What surprised the pastor was the serious and sympathetic look on the mayor's face and the slow pace with which he moved to the chair Ulrich pulled out for him at the table. Father, the mayor finally spoke, your dislike of foreign fighting is known to all of us. At the word dislike, Ulrich nearly interrupted. Hatred would have been more appropriate. For this reason, I regret to inform you.